What's up, dude?
Hey.
What the hell? This is crazy.
What's going on?
Chilling, dude. Just chilling. Nothing.
What is all this?
It's just absolutely just.
What the fuck is this shit?
This is my stuff. This is my setup. This is the boat. While you were gone, I had to construct the ark. This is the ark. It's the ark, dude. Raise awareness about your swollen epididymis. Do you think it has to do with your giant dick banging against it?
When you try to No. It obviously does have a giant dick. We both. But we can put the rest. We can put to rest the idea that TSA scans you if you have a big dick, because I got scanned.
What?
Full penis. Yeah.
So far, the only people I know that happened to are you, Nate, and Shannon Sharp. So
I've seen Guard Dog get it, and Nate and Sean both have world-renowned giant hogs.
It could have just been your aura. Your aura might have been crazy that day.
It is uncomfortable. I've never had the guy do the back of the hands thing, and they really do it.
Yo. Yeah.
They really stroke you.
What?
It's fucked up.
Yeah, thank you. That would have hurt if it happened to me right now. My testicles are so swollen and tender.
That would have sucked. Whenever I go, when I have TSA pre-checks, I don't have to go through the scanner, but I would walk out of the scanner and they go, "Have a good day, ma'am." And I'd be like, "What the fuck?"
We all just saw your pussy.
Yeah, we saw your pussy in the scanner.
The ultrasound was nice, though.
You
had that, right?
I've had a testicular ultrasound once, yeah.
Warm jelly?
It's, warm jelly. The guy was a nurse and I was joking the whole time and he did not like it. He was wearing a Steelers bandana. I remember that. That was funny. He was wearing a Steelers bandana and rubbing gel on my nuts.
Oh.
And I was like, "Steelers look good this year, right?" He was like, "Just be quiet during the procedure."
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was one word dismissive answers.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But he warmed the jelly for you. That's kind of weird.
It wasn't warm.
Oh, you got cold jelly.
Yeah, I got regular jelly.
He had a voluptuous.
Mine was warm and sensual, and there was low lighting and candles lit and nice music playing.
I was in the
whole
basement of a hospital.
What you had? Yours?
It turns out nothing.
Mine was just at a ultrasound place, like a CAT scan ultrasound place.
It was just you and pregnant ladies,
like a baby place. That's why it was.
Yeah,
like that.
Baby.
Yeah,
I kept
for
my
sure.
Dad
it wasn't
kept,
for your balls. It was for women.
Well, they did it on my balls. Turns out they're twins.
How are your balls?
They're okay. I am suffering from epididymitis. I'm suffering from epididymitis right now, which seems to be more common than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
But just not a lot of people are vocal about it, so I'm happy to be vocal about it and say that I'm struggling with it right now, raise awareness for epididymitis. I'm almost done with my antibiotics, and it still kind of hurts, so that makes me nervous.
Shit. Yeah. That sucks.
I tried to be sexually active this morning and the pain came right back. So
when you said you tried, how far did you get in the process?
I don't want to be graphic.
Did you have
anything.
A boner?
I had a boner and I started.
Outer course?
No, intercourse.
Did you start with petting?
With
first
a partner. There was some heavy petting and then I was with my partner.
You were aroused during heavy petting.
Yes. So then I was like, hell, what? You know, I feel pretty good now. Why not just give it a shot?
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
And then I was like, oh, we have to stop right now.
So you made sure she was on board for sexual penetration. You're like, hey, I'm going to penetrate you. Are you okay with this?
Yes, I made sure everything was okay.
It's fucking podiums. Just looking over at you with that dumbass shit. God, I'm going to penetrate you. It's
I mean, it's truly, it's definitely when the Roman Empire was like falling apart and they would like throw a giant Festivus just to keep it together.
Just trot out some bullshit.
Dude, I was reading about the, I'm glad you're, but do you want to continue? What happened though? So you were in your.
We don't have to continue.
No, I want
to
hear, yeah, I want to hear
okay. your teary up.
You were in the throes of petting.
I was in the throes of petting and then turned to passion. And then turned.
It's the worst
penetration.
It's nice when petting leads to passion. It usually does, but when it doesn't, and all you did was pet a little,
then you get angry.
Disastrous.
Charge
well, that's
up.
How I am right. I'm very charged up right now because I engaged in a sexual act, but I didn't get to finish the sexual act. So now I'm sort of just angry and in pain.
It was a good night.
Hell yeah!
But you penetrated a little this morning, and then
I had to give up because it just hurt so bad, and I felt so much shame. I felt like less of a man because I couldn't continue.
That happens.
I felt like
that happens. The blue knight giveth, the blue knight taketh away. And, dilly dilly. Yeah, you feel like less of a man. It's worse when the girl's like, "That's okay. You got shut the fuck up."
Yeah, that's kind of well, dude.
It was your fault.
So I got out an ice pack. Like I was like, I had to stop and then get an ice pack and sit by myself.
Did she get to nurse you, or did you have to nurse yourself?
I didn't want to be nursed. I was kind of just ashamed of myself. So I just sat on the couch and iced my testicle.
Long way.
A sober losing a boner has got to be tough.
I didn't even lose the boner. It was just my nut hurt really bad.
So you're icing your giant dick on the couch?
No, my testicle.
It was so pathetic.
I
just had to ice my giant hard dick on the couch.
No, no, no. It wasn't hard at the time of the icing.
I was just hot, giant, soft, sick.
Fucking piece of shit. That's not what I'm
saying. I'm to ice my languorous genitals.
I'm embarrassed, but I am happy I don't have to suffer in silence anymore.
True.
I'm happy to get the word out.
That sucks.
I'm telling you, flip switch. I'm like every day.
You like it?
Yeah, I'm just charged up and I know it's coming. So it's like, it'll come eventually. I'm just like unburdened myself from thinking about it all the time. But my, I won't say who this was, but I have an ally in my, you know, kind of my chastity. And it was not full chest.
Oh, I see, I see.
But he was saying if he sees an attractive woman, he just stops and goes, "Thank you for the energy boost," and he just keeps it moving.
Good Lord.
I think I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to guess,
including
James.
My brother.
No, I thought it was Egan. There's a lot of suspects.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird fucking guys.
True.
There's a lot of weirdos Egan out there.
James the McCusker.
You say Egan?
Egan.
Oh, I was going to say Egan.
Egan, well, we already talked about this. This is his business, not mine.
Yeah, Egan's on like 100 days again.
Yeah, he's easy. I hope he's not lying, though. If it turns out he's lying, that would really
sounds like
hurt me.
A lie.
I thought about that. If you lie about...
He does go to confession every week.
He could be, I'm lying about NoFap.
I masturbated again.
If you lie about NoFap, that's how you end up like smoking meth with little boys at a youth camp. Once you start lying about sex stuff, I feel like the wheels come off.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you got to give up lying about sex stuff probably freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
That's when everyone's at their peak. They're like, dude, I fucking titty fucked her. I had one friend that lied about titty fucking a girl. It's awesome. What a great lie. Yeah, we didn't have sex, but I titty fucked her.
I've always admired those guys.
And we were all friends. We were like, did he titty fuck you? She was like, no.
That's such a sick move. It never occurred to me to just lie about having sex with a lady. It's never my move.
I remember I used to lie about saying there was a stretch of time where everybody I grew up with would be like, "Nah, I don't masturbate. That's weird."
Really?
Yeah, and like,
and
early,
my boys were on some other shit.
Well, no, this is like
you guys are different.
We were on some other shit.
I was too eventually, but there was like about a year when we were like 13 or 12, where everyone was like, "Nah, that's lame or gay or whatever. We don't do that."
It's crazy. Good squat.
But then we all started doing.
Was it the wrestling buddies?
No, just buddies.
Just sodomizing wrestling buddies. I thought you were talking about the like the pillow wrestling buddies.
Oh, no.
I took a knife to my wrestling buddy once.
Well, for what?
What did you do?
Stabbed Hulk Hogan.
What? I hung a teddy bear from a tree.
Yeah, my parents were very...
They're upset.
Yeah. Like, yeah, what was you doing in your room last night?
I murdered Hulk Hogan. Yeah, I ripped the stuffing out of a teddy bear and hung it from a tree when I was little, and my parents are similarly like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I'm like, "It's funny." They're like, "That's not funny at all. It's disturbing." I was like, "Whatever." I was done with it.
They shouldn't have gave me a pocket knife.
True.
You know?
You poked up. That was your celly. You poked up your celly. Hit Hulk Hogan with a fucking hawk.
Yeah,
dude.
He kept taking bottom bunk. I was getting bitched by him, just me and him. I was like, "No, you go up top. Fine."
You're getting humped by a wrestling pillow. fuck Hulk.
One night I said, "Enough is enough." Took a Swiss army to the gut.
You're one of Hulk's boys, dude, in the cell.
he had a whole stable. My dad, you get my dad at night. He was like a Chucky doll, except he would rape me and my dad.
Your dad was shot calling on the yard.
He was trying to shot call. He was tough.
There's no way
Hulk
would
take Hulk out. Yeah, me and my dad were Aryan brothers.
Hulk. Well, Hulk might be too.
Hulkamania, yeah, he's definitely an Aryan brother. He's an Aryan brother.
Hell yeah, brother. That'd be nice watching like WWE with like the Aryan Brotherhood and like a white wrestler wins. They're probably like,
they're probably going nuts during the DX versus Nation of Domination days. I know I was. I know I was. That got me. That stirred some racism I didn't know I had yet. DX all did blackface. I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Dad, what is this feeling? When I see the Nation, I get so upset.
You're growing up, son.
Let's take a walk, son. Oh, fudge.
Yeah, that's the birds and the bees combo.
True.
They're different.
Well, it was funny as I was reading it. It was like, they're like, dude, the Aztecs were arguably just as advanced as the Spaniards. Like, the city.
I think we found out.
Yeah. They were too darn nice.
That's what keeps happening. Everybody that's ever been conquered was just too nice.
Too nice, man. They were too
crazy.
Even the, who are the people on Hispaniola? It's now the Dominican Republic and Haiti, but they were like the Taoni or something. And they apparently, Christopher Columbus rolled up on them and he goes, wrote in his own journals.
Yeah, he's like, these guys make good slaves. They're docile.
Yeah, he's like, they're just so nice. He called them naked, basically naked and afraid. He goes, they're so naked and timid. He's like, they're naked and timid. He's like, I'm definitely going to smack. And he like, they helped him build a settlement. And then something happened. It got fucked up. And he came back and literally destroyed the entire population.
Damn.
Although a lot of disease kind of was like 80% of
it. Yeah.
But yeah, that sucks, bro, to be like at the zenith of your setup and just you're literally slaves for the Spaniards. Worse, they were probably like, dude, when is fucking 1400 gonna be over, dude? This is
1492 sucks.
1492 sucks. Can't wait for 1493.
1493 is gonna be my year.
Population's decreased by 80%. I can't wait for this year to be over. I'm so done with 1492.
It must have been. Yeah, that was a tough time.
Yeah, dude. Especially when you find out later on that they called you naked and timid. I'd be so mad. I'd be like, dude, they're all naked and fucking scared like bitches. that would piss me off. All fucking naked and afraid.
They were naked.
They were literally naked and afraid. They were at the show.
Yeah. Would have been scary.
Yeah, but it was.
I was naked and afraid this morning when my testicles started.
You're all timid on the couch. Yeah,
it's nothing worse than being naked and afraid.
Yeah.
Every night when I go to bed.
Yeah.
You're bumping the night.
You're naked sleep.
I am a naked sleeper.
I don't know how you do
that's how you scare off criminals.
True.
Oh, my God. With an assault rifle.
Oh, my God. With an Sun Eagles assault rifle and a tiny penis.
Get out of here. I'd be terrified. I'd rather, like, just five dogs just attack
a giant me. Naked man with a tiny penis and an Eagles
favorite team on the
gun.
If I saw his favorite team on the gun, I'd be like, I'm dead.
Something's wrong.
This guy's going to kill me.
Yeah.
I used to be a naked sleeper. Now I have to wear like at least boxer shorts now because like my kids just.
You got to get up.
Oh, yeah. I got to get up with them. And they just fucking crawl on them. They can climb over their gates now. So I literally woke up last night like 2 a.m. Chloe was in my bed. I'm like, where the fuck did you get in?
Crawled out of her gate.
She showed me how she did it this morning. She climbs up, crawls over. And I have like the decorative pillows on the bed?
Yeah.
I always swipe those off. So it's like a minefield of pillows. She navigated it all somehow. Of just like walking through the pitch black over pillows, climbed over me, didn't wake me up.
I know it's played out, but the decorative pillows.
Dude.
Yeah.
Big pillow got our bitches with that.
Yeah.
They tricked all the bitches. That's
crazy, dude.
That's the dumbest thing possible.
It's so fucking annoying, dude.
You can't even sleep with them. Have you tried to sleep with one like on your chest or something? It's the most uncomfortable. It's the most rough, jagged edged pillow.
Tassels on the side. Yeah. They're dumbest. They're the
jagged edge.
True. I hate jacket edge right now. They're so annoying, especially like in the mornings where my babe will be like, help me make the bed. It's like, dude.
We gotta stack 8 pillows.
Don't put him like that. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna fucking burn the house down with our whole family. Fucking telling me how to arrange these pillows.
Decorative blankets are rough too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some scratchy ass blankets. Yeah.
Scratchy ass blankets that are about it. They're like 3 feet wide. They're just scarves.
Bullshit.
They put them on the back of your couch. You're laying down. You go, oh, there's a blanket right there. Never mind.
Yeah, I am going to need women to kind of get it together. Stop getting tricked by fucking marketing and shit. My wife reads her marketing emails. I'm like, you know, you can separate your inbox, dude.
Just like the promotes and shit.
The deals.
Adidas, 10% off.
Yes. I've watched her do it. I'm like, bro.
That's terrifying.
You can separate your inbox. She's like, no, it's just.
I want to see what the deals are.
I'm like, dude, I'll see her in bed. I'm like, stop looking at that stuff.
Holy shit.
She reads her whole inbox.
That's crazy.
That's who those are for then. I've always wondered. I was like, why do they do this?
It's girls. Girls, they hear the deals, bro, and it just triggers something for them. It's like they're forgers, bro. We're out for the hunt. They're forgers.
True.
And it's like a little forger. Like there's berries in the pasture, and they go and fucking collect them. And yeah, that shit fucking freaks me out when I see you're like 10% off now, and I'm like, bro, shut it down, shut down the spam.
Yeah, it's 100% off for you everywhere. So
true. Yeah, doing it. And I just literally walked to Nando's and just got wings. And I knew I wasn't hungry. I was like, I'm eating for comfort.
You're following my path.
I literally
You're
did.
You're following my absolute freak
I literally
out
did.
Path.
I was completely.
I got to change everything. You know what? I'm going to eat wings. I'm good.
I texted you right away. Yeah. I was like, it made me laugh. I sat on a thing and I was like, this is exactly what he does. And I just, I was eating them outside in the heat and just sweat stinging my eyes. And I just, as I got more full, I was like, I feel okay now.
Yeah, you got to get sick and hot. And then you go, all yeah. right, I'm ready to go on stage.
And I felt much better. And then I like, you know, got it together, but I was still nervous because I had to do shows at the Hollywood Improv. Of course,
it's
like,
uncomfortable.
They're going to bring, there's like a small room. Like, we're going to bring a bunch of people out from the industry. I'm like, ah, great. Thanks.
Great.
Haven't, you know, I at least got to perform at the mothership. I ran it. I was like, all right, I still remember it. That's good. Did the improv. It was cool. And then, but yeah, then the taping, dude, I was like, first night I was like freaking and I kept flubbing lines. Like, the sets were fine. I kept flubbing lines.
You probably weren't flubbing them.
I was flubbing them, bro.
It's all in your head.
That's what
it's
they
a
said.
Slight, it was slight a fuck up, and in your head you're like.
At one point, I literally it was kind of funny. I was like, "Oh fuck, start over," and it was fun. But the one I did flub so bad, a couple I did, and then so the first night they were like, "Yeah, it's good, we got it," and I was like, "I didn't love any of the sets." I was like, "Fine enough," and then the second night leading up to it, I literally cracked my head on a camera. Dude, and you know what was funny though, because I was like going in the second night, the whole thing, especially when it's like, I don't know if you ever dealt with this, when like you see the whole camera set up and you're like, all these people are here to film me, you're like, I'm gonna fucking blow it, dude.
Yeah.
I was like just bugging out and I was like, I'm in over my head, fuck. But then when I hit my head, they were like just trying to fix it. It was like literally a bleeding wound. So they had to put liquid bandage on it and just cover it with makeup. It was crazy.
Should have kept the blood.
That, yeah, because
just occasionally have an edit where your face.
Yeah, I would have been kind of sick.
That would have been awesome,
especially because they would kind of play with the intro too. But the
one thing I want to do is put myself in the audience.
That would be nasty.
Like over and over again, laughing, just in different outfits.
That's so funny.
Why don't you do that? That's awesome. That's so
maybe,
good.
Maybe this one. If this one's not good, I'll do something weird.
AI the audience. So that it's
bad.
Just
I'll,
you.
I'll do something goofy.
Drew, that's what I had to do.
No, that's not
you're
true.
Good, no. I'm
kidding. Dude, so then I'm like, the second night is like, all right, you have to nail it this night. Like all this, you know, all this fucking hoopla to film it. And then I was sitting backstage and just the fact that I'd cracked my head on a camera was like weirdly reassuring. I was like, dude, you're literally a dumbass. Like,
yeah,
stop worrying about anything. You're a fucking, just a dumb moron. You cracks your head the day before. I was like doing jumps too. Cause they were like, just for like alternate takes, I was like jumping off the stage, clearing, trying to like clear people at a table. I was out high on a
day. They were really big jumps.
You're fucking on roads. You're doing crazy shit.
He jumped so far too.
Bro, I
it was so far.
He's fucking.
Well, they were like, you gotta stop. You get twisted ankle. You ruin the whole thing. And I was like, I don't care. Like, I'm gonna jump as high as I can.
I want to break every bone in front of my family. Destroy me in front of my family. Honor.
Yeah, it turned out good, so I was happy. But it was funny. It was such a dumb epiphany to be like, I was a fucking moron. Like, yeah. I can't even try to pretend to, you know,
take this seriously.
Yeah, or myself whatsoever. Be like, do I really have what it takes? It's like, no, you're a moron, dude.
Just go.
Just do your stupid thing. All these cameras.
Yeah, the cameras. When I filmed the Netflix special, they have the big one on the like the crane. My whole first hour, I was just stared at it the entire. It would fly through the air, so I'd be like, "This has to be ruining the show for anybody around this."
My second night, I had a giant white like a spackle patch on my forehead.
Yeah, because he got just red, but the makeup was his original.
I turned red, and it was just bright white. Right. Now go to like make facial expressions; it would just be a smooth circle.
The movie I was just filming, the director would be like, find the lens, look into the lens when you say your line. I didn't know he meant like near the lens. I spent 3 days going, hey. He didn't catch it. So I might not be in this movie. Every scene I'm going, but what do we do now?
Like, yeah, it was SNL.
Straight, I was directly into the lens every single day. And then,
dude, they can just edit your eyes now. The fucking shit now, the effects are crazy.
I eventually, like, day four of staring into the lens, I was like, when you say at the, he's like, no, don't look into the lens. I was like, I got bad news for you. Every scene.
They're going to AI your eyes where they're just kind of like this way.
The blind guy.
That's what they're going to have to do. I think they're going to have to, like, use, like, editing to kind of, like, make it look like it doesn't have a giant fake.
Yeah,
kind of,
I don't know. The second one looks better, though, I thought.
It did, but it was still, like, a purple bruise on my head that wasn't there the first night, so.
Yeah, if I put makeup on, they never get my ears or my neck. It's just dark red, and my face is white. I look just like crimson. A Japanese lady.
Your ears are just crimson.
Dark red.
Yeah, man, it was sick. It was a lot of fun.
That was so much
fun. But I'm fucking wiped, dude. I'm dead. It was a whole week. We did a whole week out there. And I would just get woken up at like 7 o'clock by my kids. So I'd be out doing that, wake up early. I was running on literally fumes the whole time. I was like, the whole time I'm like, I'm such a fucking idiot. This is the worst way you can possibly do this. it was great, our Airbnb was filthy.
Yeah, the second frat one. House.
It was a frat house, dude.
Oh no.
It was disgusting. I got like a cold from it, I think. Because they had the place, dude, they didn't clean it. Like There was like cans next to one of the beds, just like wine coolers and a pack of peanut M&Ms just laying there. It's like, dude, I get it if you don't like hit all the nooks and crannies, but you guys don't
dude,
even
we
look.
Bought, we having a long argument. I ended up falling down. I lost the argument.
Yeah, true.
This time it was Chris. So we're sitting there for so long arguing, and I was like, man, Chris is fucking. At one point, I had to be like, watch how you're talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. Yeah. He was screaming. He did say, all right, my bad on that. Yeah.
It was full.
And then LeMaire agreed with me on something. He was like, oh, of course, you fucking suck his fucking dick. Fucking ball wash him. It was like, LeMaire never does that. LeMaire disagrees with everything I say.
He literally does.
Yeah, he's a cocksucker. But he was like mad at LeMaire. Then he got mad. Then he stood up and fell over a chair. He kept his balance. But as soon as he stood up, I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
And then he came back and called me.
And then he called Nate for way too long. And he kept talking to me.
What do you call you for, Nate?
Well, Nate sold us out.
Nate
sold us out. And then you left LeMaire in a very uncomfortable spot. If LeMaire's here, if LeMaire's around me without you guys, it's very weird.
What happens?
He's just as quiet. And like when he lived with me, he would just walk through the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, Shane. And leave.
I don't want to activate you.
Yeah, you were around with some tough ones. I'd be hungover. I'd be like, get the fuck out of my house.
He's so quiet around. Oh, great. You again. What the fuck, dude?
I keep thinking about the plane.
The plane? That
like
was
getting,
fun.
Getting drunk on the plane. You'd be like, whatever.
Yeah, on the way there, you're, you know, terrified of flying.
When you're sober.
Way back, you have four drinks. You're like, kill me. Kill me right now. I don't give a fuck. I'll beat God's ass for this. Right when I get to the pearly gates, I'm sprinting into his house.
You motherfucker.
You're going to fucking kill me in a plane?
You fucking bitch.
I was doing stuff.
We were talking about getting to the pearly gates and St. Peter being like, oh, Shane Gillis, it looks like you stands here. And just fuck. Shut the fuck up, dude. God lives in a townhouse. He's running through his screen door while he's watching TV. Just, you fucking bitch. Why'd you kill me on a plane?
What if you went there? He's like, Shane, you are my strongest angel. He's like, yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah, I knew. That's why I beat the shit out of St. Peter like that.
The fuck, dude?
Yeah, St. Peter's kind of. Excuse my French, Lord, a bitch.
What are you talking about, dude? The rock of the church, dude.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
I mean, dude, the rock of the church is Jesus, but, like, you know, that's just my idea.
No.
Jesus is the fucking church. Jesus is the body of the church. Peter's the rock.
Peter's the rock that it's built upon.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's not as sophisticated as Paul, but
wait,
his
Peter
actions.
Lied. or Peter, you're fucking.
Peter denied him.
What
Peter
would you have done, Jesus. Dude? You're about to get crucified like, upside down, man. Stop talking.
He's like, I don't even know that fucking guy.
Dude, the imminent
and
threat.
And everyone's just like, oh, all right. Yeah, like, sure. We saw you hanging out with him every day.
Nah.
I hated him, too. I'm Judas.
I've been reading about the Desert Fathers. Did you ever get down with those guys?
No.
Dude, there was these guys in, like, I think the 4th century who once, I think Constantine was a guy who, like, made it the Roman, you know, yeah. Roman Catholic Church, whatever, the official religion. There were these guys that were just already Catholics or Christians that were like, fuck this. They're like, this is not good. And they just went to the desert and just fucking
got mainstream.
It got too much. Mainstream.
Dude, I like the Old Testament.
Yeah. For
all these new fans suck.
Yeah, for real. They were like, sell out. And then they went out. And then also, they knew because I think the guy was like using it for battles. He was like, I saw, you know, he saw the sun.
That was a 10.
Like a 10.
That was a 10. No, I was going, fuck, fuck. I was screaming.
Fuck that. Dude, that's terrible. I'd rather die.
Yeah, I wanted
you have
to
kill me if I have an abscess.
How many
it
shots?
It was really painful. I lost count. Probably like 4 or 5.
Oh. Lemaire's ass.
His popped on his own.
Probably my favorite. It's my favorite thing that's ever happened.
I had to.
Bubble? Yeah.
His bubble exploding and stinking up an entire urgent care. His ass fucking bubble exploded. Yeah. Yeah, oh my god! I would fucking hate you if I was in that room. If I was in that room, I would fucking. I'd still hate you.
That'd be a nice episode of House.
I would think about it every day.
Think of an episode of House. If House come in, be like, some black guy's ass exploded. That's a black ass explosion, guys. Move over, I got this.
Oh man.
It hurts my testy to laugh.
It hurts your balls to laugh.
Oh no. Just
squat,
Robbie
squat down, dude.
I got the bust down all right now. True. Bust
down. Your head's fucked up.
True.
Yeah, who would have thought that this lifestyle would lead us to severe health issues? Yeah.
I did have kind of a panic attack in my car. I haven't microdosed in a while, and it hit me this morning like a ton of bricks. I was driving over here. And like my pinky was touching my ring finger. I just didn't like it. I was like, I don't like the way my pinky feels on my ring finger.
Yeah, I guess that bothers me now that you mentioned
it. It was killing me.
Yeah, that would bother me.
I was like, my hands started feeling fuzzy. I was like, I'm going to die. Fuck, this sucks. I finally overdid it.
The Cali weed was freaking me out.
Yeah.
After the first night of your taping, I was like, dude, everybody fucking hates me.
I dropped Sean off
at
the wrong hotel.
Oh, yeah. I was so high after maybe the Thursday show, I think.
Yeah.
And it was like a mall. So there's a bunch of hotels. And we just stopped at a hotel. And I was so high. I was like, all right, see you, Matt. And I got out. And I just smoked a cigarette out front of it for like 5-10 minutes before I realized that I was in the wrong place.
I was driving away being like, dude, I can't believe I navigated right back to the right hotel. I didn't even use my phone. I was like, that was pretty good. And he called. I was at a light and he called me like, dude, I'm at the wrong hotel. I was like, fuck.
Being fucked up and trying to get into a hotel is... I've done it 10,000 times, dude.
You do 10,000 hours.
Every check-in, I'll be like, I left my key in my room. How's you guys' night going?
Do you have any water?
The worst one was I was in a K-hole.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I can't move. I got to sit in the lobby. I can't walk.
Oh, no.
And then Kreischer showed up and was like, you can walk. And just, I easily could walk.
Whoa.
I could have walked the whole time. He sat in the lobby. Like,
you might be the best person in the world to be like, you can walk through a K-hole. Yeah, trust me, I've been 40 K-hole all the time. Get up, Shane.
Yeah, going to the wrong. Get up. You can do it.
He might be the Blue Knight, dude.
He could guide Dilly.
That's so funny. He was like, you just laid there?
Yeah, I was sitting in a chair in the lobby. In front of the desk, everyone was just kind of like, damn. All right, this guy's chilling.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's basically a homeless guy. Just came in and sat. And everyone was like, all right, I guess he's doing something. Sat there for at least an hour.
Did you try to like, I guess you went on your phone or like, what did you do?
No, I just laid there. Literally on ketamine.
Oh, you were fucked.
For an hour.
Were you drinking all the ketamine too?
I needed help. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, that's a heavy depressant. Depressant.
It was pretty nice. It went away. Cool. It went away quick. It's literally as soon as he was like, "You can walk." I was like, "Oh, all right."
Turns out I can.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah, I've heard of people thinking they were doing like coke, and it turns out it's ketamine, and just being like, "What the fuck?"
You would have to do a pretty.
It was liquid.
Yes.
They said they thought it was liquid cocaine.
That's what I had. The nasal spray.
That's what happened.
The prescription nasal ketamine.
Yeah.
How do you get your hands on that? Like, what's it prescribed for?
I don't know.
You can get it online, dude. You can get
Yeah, you can get ketamine pretty easy, I think.
Yeah.
Through a doctor.
Interesting.
Verified. You can get lozenges. You can get like.
I never did it.
Sounds
kind of fun. I can get it for you if you want,
it's
Sean.
Not that fun. Stick to blow.
All right. If you say so.